googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Put your hands together for Leroy Hicks, guys. Give it up for him.
Yeah.
Give it up for him. Keep it going so he gets up.
All right, let's give it up with your host. Make some noise. Let's give it up for Michael, the dick bastard. You know, people with little dick don't wash their hands. Feel like there's no reason. What's the reason? I got a little dick anyways. Let's give it up for Mike, for real. Yeah. You're laughing pretty hard over there. You must know some little dick people, huh, little lady? I don't know, I'm shit. I like how she did. I like how she flipped that. I wouldn't know, I'm black. I'm an organ donor of this dick, goddammit. So, I don't know any little dick people. My ex-girlfriend, she has two kids by me, so hell no. If I'm laying it down like that, two kids, I like you. But I'm quitting talk to you right now. She's going to keep it going. So if I asked your mom, what would she say? When I was a baby, maybe. Jesus, it was cold when I came out, all right? You want to talk about it? So I just got back from Cali. So I came in yesterday. I got some edibles. Who's hungry? Who wants some? I start tossing them in people's mouth like it's Roseanne or Oprah. You get an edible. You get an edible. You don't get an edible, but you get an edible. Bitch. Fuck you. Get that from the dick, goddammit. I'm sorry. It's the edibles. I'm so sorry about that. I really mean it. I'm just joking. Anybody want an edible? You guys good?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Anybody want an edible? Don't be scared. I'm not a cop. Is there any cops in the building?
Yeah.
Nobody.
We want animals over here.
Animals? What's animals?
Marijuana animals?
Marijuana animals. This is new to me. What's that?
He just came from Cali. Don't play.
I don't know. I know about weed, flower.
Like, I got gummies at home, if that's the same thing.
We need to talk after the show. You know a lot. She knows more than me. She's putting me on. This is the first for a black man. Let me put it on my snap. Tell me more. Hold on 1 second. Tell me more. No, for real though. I don't know shit about that. Like it was like a 10-hour. I'm gonna pass out the edibles. Whoever wants the edible, just put your lights on. I'll just come around. Ain't no goddamn line, my man. Why did it have to be the first black person? I was hoping it wasn't going to come from this area. Don't worry, I got you. So keep those lights on. We'll come around. I'm not joking. I'm going to let the bartender know, like, those are not for drinks. For the ladies, it's for the D. I know it is. That tape, I like how you turn off the light. Put it on. I'm just joking about the D. Don't worry. Turn on the light. It's okay. It's okay. So Cali was really cool, man. Like, you know, the women were beautiful, the weather was beautiful, the weed was, it was amazing. Like, amazing, bro. But it's just a bunch of fucking weirdos out there, a whole bunch of weirdos. Like, they're weird, bro. Super weird. I don't even want to talk about the weird shit. I just wanted to tell you guys about that, man. They're just really weird, man. So, just found out I got an STD. I got two of them. Don't act like y'all never got an STD before. For real. You never got an STD before? Really? I don't believe you. You never got an STD? Y'all look like a couple. She looked like she gave a couple of STDs.
Uh-oh.
You look like you received one. You never got one before? Nobody ever got save the date invitations. Nobody. Been invited to like goddamn 15 weddings already, goddammit. Nobody gave you look at you, you's about to get mad. You's a black couple. I wasn't about to do y'all like that. Somehow y'all was gonna find me outside smoking weed, like, hey, let me holler at you, little nigga. I come back out, I don't have no more gold in my hair. Sprinkle that, nigga. Give me your gummy bear.
What?
I can't do that for the gummy bears, no. Sorry, guys, this is a hype moment, but I got to do it. Them 200 motherfuckers, 32 in this pack. I like how you moved your chair. You really want one, my man. This nigga moved out 4 chairs and 2 tables. Go ahead, pick it up now, bro. You're all good. Crackhead shrink right there. I got you, bro. I'll close out with this one. People are always like, yo, man, give Trump a chance. Give Trump a chance. I'm like, fuck no. When's the last time you been at your job and they gave you a chance? You want me to give this motherfucker a 4-year chance? I seen people get fired in the orientation. In the orientation, y'all. And you telling me we can't give this motherfucker a 90-day probation period? Really? As much shit as this motherfucker, I know all this shit that he's doing, shit talking that he's doing on the internet with social media, with Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, I think that's against company policies. That's all I'm saying. But that's my time. Y'all been great. I see him coming up this stage.
Dude, I apologize for I have a unique name too, so my name gets messed up all the time. I go by Lam Galuka, but my full name is Lamuweri Nasani Galuka, which is an African name meaning hard to pronounce on first try. People mess it up all the time. You guys ready for your next comic?
Woo!
Yeah. He's cool. He's a Comedy Shrine regular. Put your hands together for Ian Ellis. Give it up for him, guys.
Everybody, like, my name's Abadooma Dooma Jabadoo. Some shit that belongs in ISIS. Relax, look at that. I like Tyler, he looks like the Green Power Ranger. They're always black in the reboot. Progress. I want to get a round of applause for my man Leroy coming back from LA. Big round of applause for Leroy. If you don't know who he is, he's the shadowy figure from every anti-drug commercial in the 80s. Hey, you want a gummy bear? First one's free. Then you can holler at me or this D. He's adorable the way he makes it rhyme. I love teasing him because anytime my friends come back from LA, I was like, God damn, man, why does your head look like it has a sneaker deal? Is that the Yeezys? God damn, what's on your head? When I get my hair cut, I just get like a number 5. He's like, I want interweaving braids with gold chains. They have to have diamonds in them, and it signifies Egypt. Black power. Super deep shit. The host said he'd roast anybody that roasted him. Really, motherfucker. Looked like Carl Winslow if he was hanging out with Urkel. You know, hard and shit. I don't want to sound too racist, but he looks like a disappointment to a black father. He'll be like, I never met my dad. I'd be like, it's hard being black. It's real in these streets. My best friend is a Christian. I always try and trick him. It's like hanging out with someone that's not at like their full power. I just want to. That's a super white thing to be like, I don't care if it kills us all. I just want to see the full power. My buddy, he's a Christian. He's got all these restraints. I'm like, I want to know what it's like hanging out with you, bro. So I was thinking about some shit the other day. Smoking a lot of weed. And I was like, let's talk about Lazarus. Right? He's the only person that Jesus brought back from the dead. What? He has to have a gospel, right? There's TV shows about it today. What happened when I died? Went to a candy cane land. They don't even have a fucking verse from it. He couldn't drop 3 lines. He couldn't come back and be like, Jesus, I saw what's going on in heaven. High five, motherfucker. That shit. God damn. I'm glad you brought me back, but I can't wait to die. Or maybe he went the other way. He was just in hell, and then he comes back, and he'd just be like, ah! Ah! What the fuck? You do that to us? Ah! How do I get out of this? And Jesus just be like, I got this, bro. Fist bump. Gotta take care of this. Watch out for me. I'm gonna be on the crucifix. You have a single goddamn line. My buddy was like, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not a very fashionable person because I let other people dress me, which means my mother and my wife. They get tired of seeing me in the same three clothes, and they're like, here's a sweater. This is what you look like now. I look like a Ninja Turtle if it lost its shell. And also shop at Goodwill. I'm not a super fashionable dude in life. But here's one thing I will say. Black socks. All right, there's only two times you should wear that shit. If it deals with the government or God. That's it. If you're not working, paying taxes, or giving money to God, get the fuck out of those black socks. Black sandals and socks, it's not a good look. Stop it. I know that much and I don't give a fuck. My wife won't let me fuck other bitches. This selfish hoe won't let me fuck other women. I love her with my whole heart. I gave my life to her, she won't let me fuck other bitches. So I'm gonna fuck what I look like. Close out on this. I don't like toilets that flush themselves. Because they won't let you give a courtesy flush. These toilets are indecent. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
I was going to roast his clothes, but he roasted himself, you guys. I can't make fun of someone whose blind wife chose his clothes, guys. I can't do that. You got the shiniest teeth I have ever seen, Ian. It looks like you got gold fronts to hide your cavities instead of getting them fixed.
You got beef still? Or do you want me to grab a... I don't got a hitter. Fuck!
Welcome to Ian Ellis Podcast. Today I'm joining my man, Leroy Hicks.
Yo, what's up, people?
So you just heard our sets back to back. We're just kicking at the comedy show.
Back to back.
Big Lee, you come back from Leroy. What's it like out there?
Honestly, man, it's really cool. But like I said earlier, I love the women. The women are so beautiful. The weather is even more amazing. The weed, superb. But it's a bunch of weirdos out there, fam. Weird as fuck. It's just weird, fam. So Corey, I see you.
I felt like you had new confidence. Like, what did LA do to you? Like, did it beat you up? Or like, what's it like? Because those mics, you came out here and you were like, bold. Like, what did that do to you? Like, where'd you get that from?
Honestly, it's just, man, doing years of comedy. Like, L.A. didn't never beat me up. It opened up and just showed me mad love. And it told me, like, believe in yourself and believe in your dream.
You got a crazy-ass story because you showed up. First of all, it was almost like you weren't supposed to go. Like, you had to buy a flight last minute to Colorado. Where you got picked up by somebody that was driving out on the way there. And then you got there, and the person you're supposed to crash with, they were like, actually, it's not for rent anymore. I'm sorry. And the person that drove you out was like, I love you, but you're not staying here either.
Pretty much.
And 24 hours later, God damn it, if you didn't have a job, a place, and you was running.
Come on, man. I took off to the ground running.
Steph Curry.
On life, man. My mom loves Steph Curry. Hey, my mom didn't raise no fool. Like, you gotta go out there and you gotta get it. Like, but if you believe in yourself, God will do the rest of the work. Like, I really believe in myself, man. And God just showed me the way, man. I appreciate all the words of encouragement and appreciation, man. Thank you.
Dude, after I was out there, I came back and I was like, you guys can't leave soon enough. We saw Tim running and I was like, Tim, leave. You need to leave now. Like, can you speak on that at all?
I agree. You know what? There's a lot of comics that need to leave Chicago. It's like they're a big fish in a small pond. And I'm surprised with some of the comic choices when they choose to move to L.A. And it's not taking a shot at anybody, but sometimes, in my personal opinion, I feel like maybe a different coast would be better for them. But either or, man, I always say go out there and leave. You got to experience it. You got to see what's out there, bro.
Best advice KP said, she said, go to make a life, not to make it. Hey. I wish I had done that. I went to make it, and I was like, I'm not making it fast enough. I'm going back. I wasn't prepared to have a life. And she's like, you got to be ready to just be there.
Yup. And shout out to KB. You know what? It was like a Lyft driver that told me that. And I told KB, like, I didn't come out there to move, like, to live out there. I moved out there to move up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, it's just stationary for a moment, bro. But I'm about to be in rotation, man. That's not my home. That's just a place where I stay. I'm like, Chicago, the Windy City is my home. Ballenberg, what up, baby? This is a kid from the Burg, baby.
One thing I love when I came back and I was at the open mic, I was like, these dudes are so much more creative.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people not sounding like each other.
Yeah.
Whereas in LA, I was like, oh, there's like four types. You're trying to be this type, that type, or that type. And I was like,
Touché.
These dudes are just trying to do some new shit. This shit is great. Fucking, these are some great people.
And touche on that. Like, I totally agree with you on that. Like, my perspective and my opinion on that is, like, it is a breath of fresh air when you do come back home. Because out there, majority of comics, and they're not truly comics. And this is not taking a shot at anybody. They're models / singers /
that's my resume.
Waitresses / bartender. Like, that's not your one profession. Like, this is our one thing that we love doing. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's what kills it in LA. It kills your spirit because you gotta go up after all these people who are just looking for, let's be real, agents. They're looking for Hollywood in the audience, and, like, that's not cool to me. Get the fuck off our stage. Sorry, but not sorry. KB.
I'm happy you're back, man. I've been lonely without you. We got a new show coming up second Sunday in May.
Check that out, man.
Second Sunday at Base Camp.
Man, look, people making moves out here. Like, y'all really need to check and see what he's doing.
We're going to bring some headliners in. Like, y'all going to be able to, like, work with the industry. It's going to be fucking great.
Hey, when I say headliners, we're at YSF, we're very humble and we're very modest, but
we're part of the people.
Hey, it's man, headliners. Not like these chumps, like people that you see on TV that you can reach out and touch. Like, invest in this.
And people don't reach back because they worry. They worried about their next dollar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of insecurity in comedy.
It is.
People, you think they ball in their control. They're like, I wonder where my next check's coming from.
Honestly, can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, we met this homie, me, KB. We were at, Corey wasn't there. But Corey, shout out to Corey. What up, big homie?
Newest homie of
YSF. What's up, fam? My nigga. But me and KB went to open mic and we met this dude who has like 1.2, 1.5 million followers. And basically he just said, it's not what it cracks up to be. Like, he was living on a couch, sleeping on somebody else's couch. And he got 1.5 million views. He got followers out the game. He got videos all up, but he not making no money. And the comedy, this is just me. I know he's probably one of my friends, and that's why I'm not going to give out his name. Like, but in my opinion, the comedy wasn't that funny. But this man got 1.5 followers, and he out here booking all these shows and whatnot.
It's a twisted game. You got to be careful.
It really is.
Who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with.
It really is.
KB, you got to check her unpopular opinion.
No, unpopular truth. Yeah.
On YouTube, that's some dope ass shit. YSF always got crazy stuff. You just
and
did
she
a
got a new haircut.
Yeah, she looking sassy.
Man, tell her put that bandana on. She'll smack the taste out your mouth.
Put that sass on 12.
Boy, yeah. Our life. She gonna get mad when she hear that.
If you guys want to check it out, I just redid my YouTube channel and I'm posting up videos. Some classic crazy shit. With apologies.
Yeah.
It was a crazy ass show where I listened back. I was like, damn, I used to be funny. But I was like, why was I so angry? It's way better being happy. It's okay to be chill.
Yeah, for real.
So there's going to be my Why So Funny. There's going to be the Street Team episodes with Brandon B. Hurd.
Brandon, what's up, fool?
There's going to be the Laugh Factory episodes with Kimberly Marion, Leroy Hicks.
Yo.
Right.
Bill.
And it's just going to be anything with Chris Chalk because that's my favorite person. He's my favorite comedian.
What are you talking about, Dad? Hey. I just want to say shout out to Dave Chappelle. Like the back-to-back special, I know a lot of people are talking about it. It was good, man. It was good just to get a different opinion on some shit that we're facing today. And just his thoughts after 10 years.
Dude, I thought it was like 90% what I wanted. Like, Like, I want him to walk up there and be the greatest comedian of all time. Where I'm like, those bits have changed things.
I feel you on that.
Like, Richard Pryor, but understanding it as it's happening. And that's never going to happen. Like, nobody gets that dude. But it was 90%. I was like, he's dropping dimes. He's having fun. Like, it's some beautiful shit.
And you know what? And that's your opinion. But I feel like he went hard. And that other 10%, I feel like, for your opinion, it's going to come back to him. Because there's a lot of people who are young that don't know about Dave Chappelle. They know about Keenan Peele.
Isn't that crazy? Just 10 years went by.
Come on.
He went from being like the greatest comic of all time to like, who?
Who's Dave Chappelle?
I watched that happen to Tupac. I was like, you don't know who Tupac is? Like,
are you serious? But with Dave Chappelle, like, give it time. This is like for the new audience. Like, because all the old heads was talking about it. Oh, Dave Chappelle, best ever made, better than Kevin Hart. The new audience, the young generation, they gonna invest in Dave Chappelle. They gonna be like, yo, little buddy. They gonna start believing in the hype, and Dave is gonna change the game. Wait till that third special. There's a reason why he didn't drop all three of them up at one time. Wait till that third one.
Like, is he waiting for Rock to go first? What's he about to do? Is it gonna be another 10 years, or is it gonna be like, I'm coming back next week?
I think he gonna give it a little time. He gonna let people get their word out, and that third special is probably gonna be based in a younger demographic, so a younger crowd there, and he probably gonna go straight in because he gave you the technical side, he gave you the kind of I don't give a fuck side. So the only thing left is I really don't give a fuck.
Here's the Illuminati.
They're pretty much, hey, I'm telling secrets on everybody. He probably won't tell secrets because.
Do you think there's a black Illuminati? It's black Twitter. So it's like, it's Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj. I've seen some videos on YouTube. The Christians are freaking out. They think there's a black Illuminati.
From a comedic standpoint, it'd be cool if there was one. But in actuality, in reality, hell no. There's no black Illuminati. We don't have our bread that long yet. And if we did, Oprah would be the president, first and foremost.
Right. She'd be co-signing Obama.
And then Obama would be vice president. So. And you know what? Honestly, Obama will be the president because if you ever listen to any of his speeches, this Mr. President is always gunning. His guns are always a-blazing. If you listen to him, he's always talking about people like, you know, you don't want to be like this, Michelle, Malia. America.
Let's talk about comedy real quick. Since we're talking about Dave, you can't talk about Dave without talking about Neil Brennan.
Yeah.
Who insists that he co-created the Chappelle Show. He insists you remember that.
Yeah.
His first special back, I was like, he sounds too much like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And then his second, I was like, oh my God, he's a great fucking comic. And this new shit, it was a lot of sadness and stuff that could have been funny, but he didn't make it funny. And I compared it to Dragon Ball. I was like, he's like Vegeta. Well, no matter how hard he trains, despite his same pride, he'll never be as good as Goku. And Dave Chappelle's Goku. He's the GOAT, and I love you, Neil, but you're just not catching up, and I'm sorry, but...
All right, if he's the Goku, then who would Kevin Hart be?
He's like Piccolo. Like,
I was just gonna say Piccolo. Soft as hell. Piccolo was always getting fucked up. Like,
he used to be a threat. But,
yeah, used to be back in the day. But hey, I agree. Hey, that's too funny.
Let's say he's like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, it's fun to talk about it, but it's terrible to watch.
On life.
Like, you quoted it all day.
That's too funny.
Like, I'm glad Kevin Hart takes time out of making up catches for the black community to also design sneakers. Ready to go, Kanye West.
Yeah, mini Kanye West.
No, but Kevin's real as shit. Like, he's a great dude. I'm really fucking with his comedy, but he's the greatest mogul of all time. And he does reach back and he does take care. So it's like, I kind of have a side. Like, he's not top 10, he's not top 5, but right. You know, I got him on greatest success. Like, give props where props is due. That's some dope shit you did, man.
Right. I mean, you know, I give respect.
It's my fantasy to train him, where I'm like, he's not a living legend, but I can beat that shit out of him.
Work with me, son.
Give me 30 days. Doug Stanhope has a compound out in Arizona. Yeah. We going out there. They don't know who the fuck you are. Right. They never heard of Kevin Hart.
We're good.
And you're going to do new material every night, and by the end of this, you're going to be Richard Pryor, this motherfucker, or you're going to quit.
Either or, bro.
We're going to have hack court every night.
Oh man, hold on, the OG is hitting me up. I'm sorry, I know this is, I love you, mama. I love you, girl.
Let's shout out your buddy who just dropped his album, and then we'll.
Oh yeah, you know what, man? B-Class, man, best album. Best album of B-Class the goddamn on, year,
B-Class
man.
B-Class on SoundCloud.
Hey, check out B-Class. Yes, definitely on SoundCloud. Album release party, April 7th, man. Man, I'm turning up. I'm hosting it. My man is laying all his tracks, all his fire. Like, please come out and support real music and real comedy. Just for, like, man, all I'm asking for is a couple hours of your day on April 7th. Just come out and kick with some real motherfuckers.
I'm at the Q-Bar.
At the Q-Bar, man. We up here. If anything changes, I'll let y'all know, man. But, hey, man, stay tuned.
Second Sunday, about to be some live shit. Come out May 14th to the first Second Sunday show at Base Camp.
Yep.
Shout out. I just did the Eskimo Brothers podcast. Episode's coming up. I'm going to be on, like, two more coming up. Shout out to Eskimo Brothers, Great A Plus, Mike Jacks. Those are my motherfuckers. And check out my YouTube, because I'm going to be leaking some, like, crazy-ass shit where you'd be like, oh, my God, he said that shit.
Did he just do this?
I just got to live with that shit. Like, yeah, I used to be that evil.
Yep, pretty much.
Check it out. At Chicago Open Mic on Twitter. Where you at, homie?
Oh, man, check out Leroy _ Hitz, H-I-T-Z, on Instagram. And check out Leroy Hicks on Facebook, man. Snapchat. Yeah, Funny Man Hits.
Holla at Why So Funny. Holla at Kimberly Marion.
CC, I see you, girl.
Holla at Corey.
Yeah, oh, man. Holla at the fam, Corey, man. New additions, Ian Ellis and Corey Calvert. Hilarious to Why So Funny, man. Two niggas, man. Watch out for it. I'm telling y'all.
Leroy, you want to leave him with the freestyle?
Yeah, man, I got you.
I wish I had some instrumentals on.
You
just heard my rap song. What'd you think?
Yup, man, the rap went hard. Ever. No, it went hard, Joe. I'm about to notch that. Yo, I'm chilling in the car. Just got back from Cali, feeling like a star. Look, ask. I got that gas in a Mary Jane and a Dutch.
That's lit.
That's a dress, man.
What?
Don't understand the slang. It's cool, man. From Cali, A-Town. I don't even know, man. I'm not even a rapper, but, man, I had to feel it for a bit, man. From the Brook, now I'm here, nigga. Man, I just want to leave y'all with a little something, man. Just a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Well, here, let's holler at the lick. You in Chicago. My lick is go to Portillo's and get you some deep dish pizza.
Hey, on life. I say...
I'll let Harold's if you can find one.
True that. Being the lick out here, man, be real to oneself. Find the best dope man ever.
Yeah.
You know, you need that in your life. And,
we were talking about weed today, and you were saying, like, thing about smoking weed out here is they got that two times. Like, you might see it two times if it doesn't sell out quick.
Exactly.
You can't count on that shit being there 3 weeks from now.
Hey,
you
for gotta real. So we were, all right, so we were earlier, we were talking about, like, when you have good merch, good dope, and you be like, oh, man, this some fire dope. And then you be like, you know what? It's good. You start telling your friends, and your friends know about the hitting your man up for the dope and whatnot. Then 2 weeks later, you call your man up, you got that boo boo. Straight garbage. straight horrible weed.
Did you sit on it?
You like, bro, what happened? This is all compact. This is all
like shady lines.
Right. Why look? It don't even got the same shape as weed anymore. But, you know, that's the problem with these dope dealers out here, man. They never have a good batch for too long. You usually got to wait every 6 months. Good people is like every 3. Uh-oh. But in Cali, every day, nigga. Every day, ask somebody.
All right, y'all. One.
Hey, one love, y'all.